everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Our guest today is Sarah Weissman. She's a New Zealand-born actress who, of course, plays Carolyn Bly on the worldwide sensation A Place to Call Home, seen in over 128 countries, streamed here in the United States on Acorn TV. Now, for those who have not yet seen the show, first of all, shame on you. It's an outstanding program you should be watching. It's a great period drama set in the early 1950s in Australia, where so many different issues are being brought to the fore, things like anti-Semitism, women's rights, and a number of other really meaty subjects are tackled on A Place to Call Home. And I'll tell you, they begin their sixth and final season. It's already started. A Place to Call Home, outstanding program, highly recommend. Let's talk to Sarah, who joins us from Melbourne. Now, Sarah, it's bittersweet, I guess, for you, that A Place to Call Home, something that has been part of your life for 6 years now, is coming to an end.
Yeah, absolutely right. It is bittersweet. It's been an extraordinary journey. Not only just with the quality of the show and the look and the feel of the show, but to be gifted such a glorious character in Carolyn Bly. I feel very lucky and chuffed to have been able to bring her to life, so to speak.
You know, I think one of the great things about A Place to Call Home is you've got such a wonderful ensemble cast. I mean, it seems as if these people really care about each other, both on the show. And I assume that that it's kind of like when you shot your last scene for the last show, it was kind of like leaving a bunch of friends after you've been together at school for 6 years.
Exactly. It was like the last day was kind of like last day of school. That's the wonderful thing about this industry is everyone is so hardworking and so dedicated in the specific jobs that they have. You sort of get thrown together into a melting pot and you just hope that it's going to work and that you're going to make magic. And sometimes it doesn't, but this time it was the best wish list one could ask for, and the potion was a good one, and the stories were glorious, and the people creating those stories were glorious. So, yeah, it's been just the most extraordinary, wonderful experience to have been a part of it.
You know, it's amazing. Here in the United States, we get to watch Acorn TV streams it for us, and we get to enjoy A Place to Call Home. But I can tell you that both on Twitter and through my columns and other social media, I constantly get questions from all over the world. I mean, it's got to be, from your standpoint, gratifying that the work that you do on A Place to Call Home is not just something that the folks in Australia have gotten to enjoy, but we in the United States, folks in Canada, folks all around the world, all the way to the Middle East, to Israel, all enjoy the show.
That's right. It's one of those wonders that, like I said before, sometimes you just don't know. You can throw all the ingredients in, and it might not bake. but this time, even though it is very specifically for Australia, that post-World War II time that Australia was going through, and very specific in some of the events that Bev and Lee, our creator, draws on universally or globally, everyone was going through the similar things. The themes are everywhere, you know, dealing with gender and race and bigotry and ignorance and fear and love and class and status, all these things that we all are affected by and have to deal with. And of course, it looks glorious as well. It looks world class. The genre is very specific, so I think that's maybe why it's been able to be so relatable, especially, as you say, the characters are so beautifully constructed that if everyone has their favourite, or they can shop around, and depending on what those characters are going through, I feel like there's a piece of everyone and everyone. that's how you can relate to them in a certain way.
Well, and I believe also that the 50s were such an incredibly innocent time that, you know, everybody can kind of wax, you know, nostalgically about them, even though they were not necessarily as potentially romantic as one might think when you really get into the gritty parts of it.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, having played Carolyn, she's kind of one out of the box era. She's very avant-garde, very progressive. She'd be she'd be what I call a feminist before the time was used. You know, she's sacrificed a huge amount. And what I adore, having experienced six seasons of her, is, you know, they threw so much at her in terms of, you know, being assaulted and what that does to a woman that is very independent and very sure-footed, how that can throw a person into turmoil. And then season five, which we've recently had, she's kind of lost her way and she's throwing herself at anyone and anything to try and find purpose in her life. And in season six, we finally get to see, I think because we knew it was going to be the final season, and had the opportunity to really close up the show in the most satisfying way, and sort of roller coaster and dealing with the actual title of the show, A Place to Call Home, and where that is for everyone, not necessarily as a geographical place, but also in their heart space and in their mind and emotionally, where do they fit?
Well, your character is one of my favorites because I think she's quite gutsy.
Yeah, yeah, she's very gutsy and very opinionated, and it's been great. You know, she dropped the F-bomb in season five, and that was quite an extraordinary moment. And you know, what's coming up in season six is the biggest journey yet for her, and for everything that's going on for her and her world.
Sarah and I will be right back with more of Stream On after these words. Now, you guys know that I like to look good, okay? Not gonna lie, I think it's important to dress the best way you could possibly dress. Now, when I go out to buy my suits, my dress shirts, my ties, normally I go back to the same people year in and year out. And why? Well, because number one, I know they're gonna keep up with the latest styles. Number two, I know their quality. Number three, I know I get value. And look, if you get style and you get quality, then value is important. And even if you have to pay a little extra, you know you're getting what you pay for, all right? Fourth, but certainly not least, is customer service. You want to know that these people understand your needs and that they cater to those needs. Now, recently, I added the name of Mack Weldon to my list of favorites. Now, there's no question that they have great socks, all types of men's underwear, T-shirts, much, much more. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I'll tell you about my purchase of a couple of waffle shirts from Mack Weldon. The long-sleeve pullover casual shirts are incredibly versatile. I'm telling you that, folks, right now. I can wear my Mack Weldon waffle shirt with jeans running around all during the weekend, no problem, casual, feel good. But by the same token, I could toss on a pair of dress slacks and a coat, and I'm ready for an evening out with my wife and friends. Tell you what, I've worn them to business meetings, and let you guys in on a little secret. You probably have seen me recently wearing my blue waffle shirt under my gray blazer, or my gray one under my blue blazer on television, okay? So that's what I'm talking about when I talk about versatility. These shirts are awesome. Highly recommend. But one other thing, and that is I am a huge fan of their boxers. Now, I got to be honest, I'm pretty finicky when it comes to boxer shorts, but not anymore. I am a Mack Weldon customer for life. No question about it. And why? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Mack Weldon boxers are better than whatever you're wearing right now, bar none, end of sentence. And it's because they're a premium men's essentials brand that believes in two really important things. One, smart design, and premium fabrics. And they deliver on both of those counts. Now, let me talk for a second about shopping, okay? And that's important. Mack Weldon products could not be easier to shop for. I'm telling you right now, I bought my waffle shirts, half a dozen of boxers, did it in less than 10 minutes, spent $50, shipping was free. And friends, I'm telling you, it doesn't get any easier than that. Now, I've told you a little bit about why I am a Mack Weldon fan, but let me throw a few other things in here. Smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping. And I can tell you from personal use of their products that they are the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and clothes you're ever going to wear. Take that to the bank. Plus, Mack Weldon features a great line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means, of course, they eliminate odors. So, look, when you're wearing your Mack Weldon underwear, socks, shirts, they look good. They perform well. And it doesn't matter if you're working out, you're going to work, you're going on dates, or just dealing with everyday life. Trust me when I tell you that Mack Weldon's products are going to deliver. And deliver is what we're going to do right now. Okay, you ready? We got a deal for you, and it's a good one. You get 20% off your first order from Mack Weldon. Just go to MackWeldon.com. That's MackWeldon.com and use my promo code STREAMON. Be sure to check out their outstanding variety of clothing that I've already talked about. I told you their quality, they're stylish, they're comfortable, not to mention it is so convenient to buy from their website. So join me in becoming a Mack Weldon customer and get the deal in the process, okay? So here we go again. To get 20% off your first order from Mack Weldon, just go to Mack Weldon. That's MackWeldon.com and use my promo code STREAMON. Do it now, and you will thank me for it. More with Sarah Weissman. It's, you know, as I said, we had the pleasure of talking to your fine husband, great actor, Craig. And, you know, what's it? I won't tell you what he said, but what is it like to work with your husband on the same show?
It's been amazing for me. The opportunity that we have knowing each other so well is that there's a safety net there already. We can throw anything at each other and we know that the other one's going to catch us. There's a shorthand that comes with that, I suppose, that nothing can be misconstrued and we can just really pour all of ourselves into the characters and into the storylines that they're that they've been given. But I can honestly say that when the cameras are rolling and they call action and we're working on a scene together, it's very much Jack that I'm looking at, not Craig. And the thoughts in my head are very much Carolyn's thoughts. So it's been quite a crazy, unique opportunity to have like avatars from another generation and another time. So connected and so intimately involved in such a glorious way.
What part of your character is closest to Sarah?
What part of my character is closest to Sarah? I think they're both, as in me, or not Sarah Adams.
Yeah, no, as in you. In other words, yes, I phrased that wrong. I was just, what part, I guess, as Sarah, what can Sarah relate to the character you play?
I love how open-minded and fiercely passionate, Carolyn, is about equality and human rights and accepting everyone as equal. I think that's her fight and her stance on the racial issues and the gender issues of the time. She wasn't backward about coming forward about that. And I honour that in myself. That's a big thing in my world, is to stand up against the atrocities of I don't know, just the stigmas and the bigotry that's out there and the inhumanity that can still be out among us in today's world. So yeah, I'm a big fighter against that.
What are you going to miss most about A Place to Call Home?
I will miss Carolyn. She is a beautifully crafted character on paper. But what I've loved is the feedback that I've had from fans and from people around the world who have reached out personally to say how much she's affected them. I think especially around when she went through that atrocity of being assaulted. There's a lot of women that suddenly started writing to me and saying, thank you for honouring what I've been through. And after watching that, I feel like I can actually tell my family, which blew my mind, that, you know, they were living with such shame and secrecy around something that, you know, wasn't their responsibility. So that was deeply affecting to me on a very emotional level. And the other thing I will miss is the people. It's, you know, as I said, you get a bunch of people together and maybe it might work and maybe it won't. And this did, the cast and the crew and the production team and the writers and everyone involved, right through to publicity in Foxtel, has just been extraordinary at throwing themselves with their whole heart and passion and commitment and dedication and skill base to make it, I think, world class. So I'll miss all of them.
You know, because of Acorn TV here in the United States, we've gotten to see so many wonderful shows from Australia. And I think oftentimes, you know, we don't realize it, but gosh, we've been able to see the great shows that have come out of Australia on Acorn, like 800 Words and Miss Fisher and, of course, your show. And, you know, you can appreciate that the content and the work that's done by you all on Australian television is every bit as good as it is as U.S. TV or Canadian television or the U.K. I mean, it is an outstandingly rich type of television that translates very well and is very entertaining. And I really think that we've hit a treasure trove here in the U.S. by being able to watch and enjoy what you guys are doing in Australia.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how, you know, in just a very short time, the way that we have access to so many different shows now from around the world that we never could before. That ability, like with Acorn, and, you know, the fact that they're looking out and they're reaching out to other territories and other nations and cultures to allow ourselves to be seen and reflected in a different way by a different culture.
Right.
That's what I love about, you know, the amount of extraordinary stories that I've seen now that I have access to them that wasn't there before. So it's great that America and Canada and Europe and Israel and, I mean, there's 120 countries watching it, which just is astonishing to me, and that they're all fervently can't wait for the next episode is quite special.
Outstanding. Well, what do you watch when you want to sit down and relax?
Everything. I mean, it's kind of like my music taste as well. I don't have a specific one sort of genre that I follow.
Right.
I love watching documentaries, and I love watching. I'm totally comfortable watching subtitles, so I love watching European content as well, because there's a very different feel. I think every sort of culture's got its own way of creating a story.
Right.
Which is, you know, if you're open to that, great. So, but I'm a, you know, I'm a big fan of some incredible American content as well as Canadian, and just watched a glorious show from France. So it's kind of a mixed bag of lollies for me, actually. And of course, I'm obviously quite partial to New Zealand content being from there. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. So you've got that going for you. You got many different tastes. It's funny. I was just literally on Twitter with Yannick Beeson, who's from who's Murdoch Mysteries, and he was asking me about if I'd seen the first episode of the new season of of a certain show that we won't mention at this point in time. But anyway, it's an HBO show, and I said no, I haven't seen it yet, and he was like, you got to watch. And it's hilarious how now, because of streaming like Acorn and others, that we can see content from around the world. It's so much more accessible to us than it was before.
Yeah.
And it just
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of shows that have true conscience. I think in today's world, there's, you know, because there's so much, there's a glut of content, but I get drawn to shows that, I guess, portray women in a very complex and interesting way. Mm-hmm. And shows that sort of take a really good look at the world and where we're at and explore what it is for humanity and in the way that it's, you know, striving to do better. Mm-hmm. But it's still flawed. So those sort of shows attract me.
Sarah, after you take a little respite here, what's next for you?
A bit of theatre, actually, the launch of a pilot for a web series. Mm-hmm. Interesting now, you know, not only is it on your television, it's on your laptop as well, in terms of how we can watch things, and the rise and rise of web series has been extraordinary.
Right.
So dabbling into that platform, which is quite interesting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I guess that's the great thing, is there's many mediums to perform on now, and sort of kind of embracing all of them.
When you start your web series, will you come back and talk to us about it?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, look, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Where can we follow you on social media?
I'm on Twitter. I think my handle is Wiseman Sarah, no H. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram under Sarah Wiseman. There's a couple of lower cases in there. Underscores. So search that and it should come up.
All right, then. Well, that's what we'll be doing. Thanks so much and congratulations.
And there's an official page as well. If you're on Facebook, there's an official Facebook page as well.
Okay, great. Well, then we will make sure that people get a chance to see them all and follow you and keep up with you. Thanks so much for your time. Outstanding work on A Place
Thank
to Call
you.
Home, and we look forward to your next project.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your passion and support.
Special thanks to our guests joining us from Melbourne, Australia, Sarah Wiseman. And, of course, she is on A Place to Call Home. As I said before, highly recommend. Check it out. We'll be back with more of Stream On right after these words. Now, you guys know that I like to look good, okay? Not going to lie. I think it's important to dress the best way you could possibly dress. Now, when I go out to buy my suits, my dress shirts, my ties, normally I go back to the same people year in and year out. And why? Well, because, number one, I know they're going to keep up with the latest styles. Number two, I know their quality. Number three, I know I get value. And look, if you get style and you get quality, then value is important. And even if you have to pay a little extra, you know you're getting what you pay for, all right? Fourth, but certainly not least, is customer service. You want to know that these people understand your needs and that they cater to those needs. Now, recently, I added the name of Mack Weldon to my list of favorites. Now, there's no question that they have great socks, all types of men's underwear, t-shirts, much, much more. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I'll tell you about my purchase of a couple of waffle shirts from Mack Weldon. The long sleeve pullover casual shirts are incredibly versatile. I'm telling you that, folks, right now. I can wear my Mack Weldon waffle shirt with jeans running around all during the weekend. No problem, casual, feel good. But by the same token, I could toss on a pair of dress slacks and a coat, and I'm ready for an evening out with my wife and friends. Tell you what, I've worn them to business meetings, and let you guys in on a little secret. You probably have seen me recently wearing my blue waffle shirt under my gray blazer, or my gray one under my blue blazer on television, okay? So that's what I'm talking about when I talk about versatility. These shirts are awesome. Highly recommend. But one other thing, and that is I am a huge fan of their boxers. Now, I got to be honest, I'm pretty finicky when it comes to boxer shorts, but not anymore. I am a Mack Weldon customer for life. No question about it. And why? Because I'm going to tell you right now, Mack Weldon boxers are better than whatever you're wearing right now, bar none, end of sentence. And it's because they're a premium men's essentials brand that believes in two really important things. One, smart design and premium fabrics. And they deliver on both of those counts. Now, let me talk for a second about shopping, okay? And that's important. Mack Weldon products could not be easier to shop for. I'm telling you right now, I bought my waffle shirts, half a dozen of boxers, did it in less than 10 minutes, spent $50, shipping was free, and friends, I'm telling you, it doesn't get any easier than that. Now, I've told you a little bit about why I am a Mack Weldon fan, but let me throw a few other things in here. Smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping. And I can tell you from personal use of their products that they are the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and clothes you're ever going to wear. Take that to the bank. Plus, Mack Weldon features a great line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means, of course, they eliminate odors. So, look, when you're wearing your Mack Weldon underwear, socks, shirts, they look good. They perform well. And it doesn't matter if you're working out, you're going to work, you're going on dates, or just dealing with everyday life. Trust me when I tell you that Mack Weldon's products are going to deliver. And deliver is what we're going to do right now. Okay, you ready? We got a deal for you, and it's a good one. You get 20% off your first order from Mack Weldon. Just go to MackWeldon.com. That's MackWeldon.com and use my promo code STREAMON. Be sure to check out their outstanding variety of clothing that I've already talked about. I told you their quality, they're stylish, they're comfortable, not to mention it is so convenient to buy from their website. So join me in becoming a Mack Weldon customer and get the deal in the process, okay? So here we go again. To get 20% off your first order from Mack Weldon, just go to Mack Weldon. That's MackWeldon.com and use my promo code STREAMON. Do it now, and you will thank me for it. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this edition of Stream On. Now, if you've not yet become one of the over 50,000 people who've downloaded and subscribed to our podcast, well, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, I swear we make it simple. It's free, okay? Can't be free. You can find us at the iTunes store. That's right. We're part of the Apple Podcast family. We're at Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, as well as YouTube. And heaven knows there are probably another 10 or 15 places you can find us. All you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and each week you will get a new edition of the podcast delivered to your tablet or your cell phone or to both. Okay, so please go out and do that today. All right, thanks. Okay, what should we be watching this week? Well, tell you what, check out a new series I highly recommend on Netflix, Tony Danza, Josh Groban, The Good Cop. It is hilarious. Gotta check it out. Couple of movies to watch, all right? HBO, Greatest Showman, Hugh Jackman, very entertaining. Amazon Prime is King Lear, all right? Outstanding film as well. Hulu, let's go talk a little bit about our dear buddy, Kristen Bell. We love her. She loves us. Gotta plug The Good Place, Season 3. That's The Good Place, Season 3 on Hulu, starring our buddy Kristen Bell, friend of the podcast. So by all means, check that out. Showtime, they have this great series with Jim Carrey. It's called Kidding, and you need to check that one as well. Highly recommend. Streaming sports this week, Ryder Cup from Paris, coverage on NBC Sports app. Plenty of lead up to the Ryder Cup. Actual coverage begins on Friday through Sunday, okay, on the NBC Sports app. And after Tiger Woods won last week, I guarantee you that the ratings will be up, so check it out. All right. Without question, we want to thank our special guest today. That, of course, is Sarah Weissman of A Place to Call Home. She joined us, and by all means, check out A Place to Call Home, streaming right now on Acorn TV, Season 6, the final season of A Place to Call Home. Thanks again to Sarah Weissman. Next week, ESPN will be with us, and they're going to be talking about a brand new batch of 30 for 30 sports stocks. We love those sports stocks from ESPN. Outstanding stuff, 30 for 30. And we're going to be talking to the ESPN gang next week about 30 for 30 sports stocks. So check that one out. So, all right, that just about does it this week on Stream On with Jim Williams. By all means, have a lovely week and be sure to check us out next time, okay? All right, and don't forget to tell a friend. See you next time. Bye-bye.